This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, welcome. We kick in our broadcast week right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnewsradio.com 24/7. But, of course, our Sunday edition, really special, through GCN Live, our broadcast syndicator. So thank you for being here. I got a couple hours of great healing information, empowering information for you. Second hour, we are scheduled to be joined by not a doc, Chris Barr. I know y'all been wondering, where has he been? He's been busy with his wife, not a nurse, prepping the holistic health and healing B&B. And we'll get to that. In fact, we might broadcast from there one day. But first and foremost, we're going to do a deep dive into the news of the day as it's related from our friend Jeffrey Jackson, investigative reporter, journalist extraordinaire, writing extensively, researching extensively, featured on the High Wire with Del Bigtree, our good buddy Del Bigtree. So we are going all over the place today in the news cycle and giving you information that you won't hear anywhere else in broadcast media. Again, you can listen 24/7 if you go to robertscottbell.com. Thousands of hours of archives. Good luck catching up, everybody. So thanks. Here we go. Jeffrey Jackson, welcome back, my friend. Good to have you on board.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've got a lot to cover, and I know last week, and we don't have time to go into the conclusions and a lot of the details on it, but I thought it was intriguing that President Trump hosted kind of like a media summit. I don't know what we call it, a new media summit, social media summit, because we've been covering and you've been writing extensively about the suppression of speech as it relates to natural health and healing, alternative cancer cures, vaccination discussion. It's incredible how limited we are in terms of direct communication that is now not either overtly suppressed or altered in terms of algorithms for basically it won't appear in many places. And also sometimes you'll see in social media and even YouTube where if you do a controversial topic about vaccines or something like that, that some other link will appear below it to kind of counteract the information as if what we're presenting is fake news and what they've got is the official story.
That's right. You bet. And, you know, you had Sarah Gee from Green Med Info on about a week and a half ago to talk about this. And, you know, the reporting on it has been limited because a lot of this censorship, the pop of information has been censoring conservatives. So there's the Project Veritas, James O'Keefe undercover videos. I would urge anybody to look at that if they want to get kind of how the algorithm works for the health industry, for the health movement, national health sector. And if they want to get how Google employees talk when they're, you know, being filmed by an undercover camera, get an idea how these algorithms are programmed and who's programming them. But as far as, you know, as far as the natural health, you know, whatever we want to call it, health freedom, natural health, the vaccine rights, medical freedom, this is getting slammed just as hard as conservatives, Christians, anti-abortionists. We're in the same boat. We're all in the same boat here. This is an agenda, and Google has this thing called a single point of truth for every topic. So anything that goes away from that single point of truth is essentially, you know, there's a lot of words for it, but censored, demonetized, demoted, thrown down in the search engines. And we had Sayer G, Mike Adams in Natural News, myself. We are kind of like the three people that have been out front reporting on this. And that social media summit at the White House, it happened on Thursday. And I, you know, I looked at the list of people. I didn't see many people representing the health community there. However, you know, it's not to say that the people that showed up there aren't going to bundle the issues that we're having in this community as it comes from these Googles and Facebooks in that meeting. And also on a side note too, on Thursday, the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, this is chaired and headed by Ted Cruz, has had a hearing on Google and censorship directly through their search engine. So this is the article that I wrote, and you know, I had talked extensively with Sayer G on this, who had written quite a bit about it as well. There's a thing called auto-suggest, and when you type something in, the Google search engine auto-suggests phrases for you. And typically the first phrase that comes up is what people will pick, even maybe if it's not what they were looking for. So in a way, it's kind of predicting behavior, it's directing behavior. And what they've been doing, and there's a whole list of this, it expands in the articles. If you type in GMOs, if you type in supplements, if you type in vaccines cause, it automatically goes to a pro-industry slant with each one of those. So, for example, a popular search term is vaccines cause autism. But when you type in vaccines cause in Google search, it automatically goes to vaccines cause adults. So this is kind of like a weird meme that's been going around, but it's not a search term that people search very often. So there's kind of like a predictive herd behavior program that we're being forced into. And the article I just wrote this past week was Google is basically a quasi marketing arm for Bayer Agrochemicals, Bayer Monsanto. When someone types in Roundup, the actual popular terms, when looked at Google Trends, the trending terms, the terms that people search for the most are Roundup cancer and Roundup lawsuit. People want to know if this product causes cancer, the health issues with it. People want to know what's going on with this lawsuit. $2.4 billion Bayer is in the hole for after losing three lawsuits. So people want to know about this. But what Google suggests, the first term that comes up is Roundup for lawns. It's basically saying, you don't want to know about this bad stuff. Let me tell you the benefits of Roundup for your lawn this summer. Go ahead and just buy that stuff.
So,
and
Jeffrey,
this is very strange.
Is there a direct link to, you know, Bayer/Monsanto and Google? I mean, is there a money trail that could be pointed to that you go, this is obvious? You know, they're manipulating the search queries based on some type of economic conflict of interest.
You know, I haven't found one with Bayer directly. I have found some with the pharmaceutical industries. There are so many that one could argue, I believe someone wrote an article on this. I'm sorry, I don't have the author's name at the top of my head right now, but one could argue that Google is a pharmaceutical company at this point, masquerading as a search engine. $700+ million was invested in 2016 by GlaxoSmithKline. There's a lot of conflicts of interest as far as board of directors in the pharmaceutical companies, and there's a lot of pharmaceutical companies working with Google and investing in Google to get their data, to data mine health and consumer health issues so they can direct market to consumers and figure out trends for their future production of their product lines. So this thing is, the lines are so blurred with the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, Bayer is a pharmaceutical industry, so I haven't found a money trail yet, but that's not to say there isn't one.
Yes. Now, folks, again, this is very important to take into consideration here that the default or de facto monopoly on search engines, again, you technically have the choice, but let's be honest about human behavior. You get into habits, they count on those habits manifesting. I'll just go to Google, I'll type in a thing. You have an idea of what you want to search, and as Jeffrey Jackson's article, which we have linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, indicates, you say, Roundup is, you know, or, you know, good for your lawn. Yeah, whatever these things are, it's not what you're looking for. You're like, Roundup lawsuit. Roundup cancer. You've been reading about it. You've been hearing about it. You try to find out about it. Initially, the immediate response to this auto insert, as far as these searches go, it's manipulating. It's overtly manipulating what you should search for. Now, you might overcome that. That's true. But as you said, Jeffrey, they know that a lot of people will just go with whatever it is ends up populating what they were going to type, even if it's different. So this is a very classic, but in a modern sense, search engine behavior modification tool.
Absolutely. This is social engineering for the 21st century, basically. And it's digital persuasion. So let's take this back to maybe 100 years ago and say, if you walked up to someone and say, hey, I want to know about that Roundup cancer lawsuit. And they would say, yeah, you know what? How about Roundup for lawns? Let's talk. That's not a big deal. Why don't we talk about how great this thing is for your lawn? It's digital persuasion, and it's very subtle and dangerous social engineering. But again, I go back to what keeps happening is it's pro-industry every time. There's not one case I can find where it's accidentally pro, you know, pro-humanity, pro-grassroots, pro, natural health, helpful supplements that may get people out of the pharmaceutical, you know, industry, when it comes to some of their side effects with their meds or things like that. So it continues to lean towards monopolistic pharmaceutical companies, agrochemical companies, and that's where there's smoke, there's fire on this thing. Why, who is involved in programming these algorithms? Because they are not fair. Although internally, Google calls it machine learning fairness. That's the internal term that they call this program. So in a true Orwellian sense, they call it fairness inside the company, but it's anything but that.
Well, what it does is it weights heavily, as you said, on global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. These are multinational corporations, and ironically, our political left in America would rail against those same corporations in many places. But when it comes to, for instance, one of the topics we cover, you write about extensively, the controversy over vaccine safety and or efficacy, then suddenly the people who are for free speech are actively arguing that we must suppress speech that is dangerous because those who are questioning vaccines are clearly disease carriers or hate their children. Or, you know, it's a bizarre time where the people who would normally champion freedom of speech become open advocates, including mainstream media sources, open advocates for suppression of that speech.
It's very interesting, and yes, this is moving very fast. It's people, if they want to look up what's called blitzkrieg, this is what's happening right now. Things blitzkrieg are happening so fast that people can't get their head around it, and that's the purpose of this. It's like a shock and awe. Mm-hmm. It's not slow anymore.
Oh, hold on, stand by, Jeffrey. We got to take our first break. We got Jeffrey Jackson here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, cranking it up for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com. All of the links are there. Back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jeffrey Jackson just used the term blitzkrieg before we went to break, and of course that kind of references those of you who actually know history of a massive shock and awe campaign in World War II. Now, is this appropriate to use that kind of language, Jeffrey, when you talk about the shock and awe with social media, with Google search engines, in terms of overwhelming independent thought, independent query, critical thinking on many of these issues that might not be favorable to global corporations that seemingly, you know, Google is now manipulating search engine searches, much less results, to keep the status quo maintained?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, but in the shock and awe campaigns, we saw that in the Iraq War. It's also part psychological warfare because it hits people so fast that it paralyzes them because they don't know it's coming from so many angles. So here we go. We have some measles cases, some more measles cases. Mind you, this is a mild childhood illness, not disease, that the media reports on it. And all of a sudden, full censorship across all social media. That's what we're involved in right now. And people may say, well, I can post on Facebook. Sure, but it's being demoted. And how long is that going to last? Vimeo, as reported by Natural News, the other platform, the other dominant platform of video streaming, has announced it's going to remove all anti-vax videos. As a backhanded slap, they said they're going to give people 30 days where all the rest of the platforms just took them off. But this is what's happening. We have this full censorship on the back of the measles. And, you know, we've talked about this, and I know you've talked about this quite a bit, but it continues to bear repeating because this is a historical movement. There was never really a discussion in the public about this. It was just kind of a foregone conclusion. Anti-vaxxer bad. Anti-vaxxer information bad. Take it all down. Burn it. Take the books off Amazon. Here we go. So no one ever talked about, you know, I look through media every single day. I look through articles every single day, and there's two words, anti-vax and misinformation. And I cannot get a definition of that. The only thing I keep getting is they'll say misinformation, for example, they debunked 1998 study by Andrew Wakefield. Well,
right.
We're 20 years past him. It's not about Andrew Wakefield anymore. There's scores of information, and this is what's being censored. And I would hate to be a parent of a vaccinated child or a researcher like Dr. Chris Exley or Romain Girardi, somebody that's actually doing research showing that aluminum and these adjuvants are dangerous in vaccines and they may cause some issues. But I hate to be one of those people because they're anti-vax and they're misinformation and they're being censored too, despite the fact they're doing sound science and over 20 years of it, for that matter.
Indeed. I actually saw a meme within the last few weeks, which was very funny. It's like, if they push back and are successful, I'm glad. We got to use every means we can of a picture of the anti-vaccination league from like early 20th century, like around the 1900s. And it says, if you look closely at this picture, you'll see Andrew Wakefield and Jenny McCarthy, you know, as if the, you know, anti-vaccine sentiment or even vaccine hesitancy or questioning of vaccines just started with the 1998 paper, which is absurd. But this is how you control the narrative, because you erase history or pretend it doesn't exist and with through shock and awe overwhelm people's ability to even question. Willingness to go further to question, or even as they want to ask the right questions, they're manipulated into not asking them, you know, as it goes with the Google search engine suggestions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's so much information. If anybody wants to go into the history of this, actually, our friend Joni, Homegrown Health, she looked into this stuff. She found some interesting information from a guy named Bernard McFadden. He was in the early 1900s. He talked about how bad vaccines were. Even goes back to there's a book called The Vaccination Superstition that's in the late 1800s. The Lancet Medical Journal has stuff from the late 1800s in there. This is something Joni had pointed out to me years ago, and we gave it to Del Bigtree, or she gave it to Del Bigtree at the Autism One conference, so one of these books. But this stuff's gone back. This goes back over 100 years. A lot of people questioning this stuff and saying, hey, this stuff's injuring my kid. And then we get to what we've talked about quite a bit, is the greater good argument. No one wants to talk about that in legislation. These people passing these bills don't want to say, look, we're going to pass a bill, it's going to kill some people, but it's for the greater good. No one will ever bring that up, but that's what's happening. How many people is it going to hurt? How many people is it going to kill? That discussion's never had, but it needs to be had.
Reasonable discussions happen here all the time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey Jackson, my guest this hour. Chris Barnadoc scheduled for hour two. When we come back from this break, find out if your medical doctor, if you have one that you go to, is a member of the American Medical Association. If he or she is, you might want to find a different doctor. We'll explain. Great article by Jeffrey Jackson. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Coming up next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, Tropical Storm Barry leaves behind lots and lots of water in Louisiana. Baton Rouge dealing with flooding, and now the system heading north to Arkansas.
What we're doing right now is just waiting for the storm to make its appearance in Arkansas.
David Lewis there with Entergy, the power company in Arkansas. In New York City, lights out in Midtown Manhattan for about 5 hours Saturday night because of a transformer fire. Broadway shows letting out early, and J-Lo cutting short her concert at Madison Square Garden.
Hi, guys. So we're backstage. They just told me to get off stage.
J-Lo addressing her fans on social media.
They're asking everybody to evacuate very slowly and calmly.
The blackout, remarkably, on the 42nd anniversary of the widespread New York City big blackout back in 1977. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Please say thank you to all our wonderful sponsors that make this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. NaturalNewsRadio.com. Later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, World Broadcasting Network, and of course, Brighteon. For those of you watching the simulcast on YouTube, eventually video version, Brighteon.com available. Thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, a place where we're not going to get censored. Right now, Jeffrey Jackson continues our discussion. I kind of mentioned the AMA, the American Medical Association, a private trade association. Used to be
I don't know, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% of all doctors were members of the AMA. Today, I've heard numbers as low as 17, 18% of all doctors. To me, that's a good trend, but they still apparently carry a lot of weight, their opinions, in the mainstream media, this private trade group organization. And Jeffrey, you just wrote about an article recently about the concern that you have and that I also share about the AMA, and that they should not be trusted, especially when it comes to statements or beliefs about vaccination.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is, I've been waiting to write this article, and they came out with a policy statement on vaccines, and then they came out with another policy statement on vaccines. And I was sitting there as steam was coming to my, out of my ears. I said, I really don't want to write this article, but they keep pushing it. And then, I had come across a 2012, policy suggestion article in the Journal of AMA Ethics. And I said, this is it. I got to write it. So I wrote the article. It's called Three Reasons Not to Trust the American Medical Association on Vaccines. And I just don't know, you know, if I'm a doctor for the AMA or if I'm a doctor that's not the AMA, how they can look at this and say this is okay. So at their June meeting, this is their annual AMA meeting in Chicago, they changed policy and they threw their full weight of this trade organization behind future legislation trying to change these goalposts when it comes to vaccination. Although the problem was, at least for at least one of them, which is removing religious exemptions from vaccination, they forgot to erase the old path to the old goalposts. What I mean by that is they're saying that they're going to support federal and state legislation from now on that removes religious exemptions from all parents that want to basically give this for their children. You know, and a good example of what's happening is look at New York. New York is in a frenzy right now. They're sending CPS letters, threats of CPS to parents. I've seen two of those now that went public because they removed the religious exemptions. And if you had an exemption, you're getting this letter saying you need to get your kid up to speed on the vaccines. Here's the date, you know, within 30 days or it's, we will report you to the CPS. Very strong languaging. And the AMA is going to throw their weight behind this if there's anything federally coming out or at least at the state levels. The problem with that is I went on the AMA's own website, their code of ethics. And it states, quote, for physicians should accept immunization absent a recognized medical, religious, or philosophic reason to not be immunized. So here we have a completely hypocritical view. The people don't get their religious exemptions, but physicians, oh, you can get a medical, religious, philosophic. This is our code of ethics. How about yours? We're going to take those away from you. So why all of a sudden has the AMA trumped the Constitution? I don't know, but that needs to be pointed out, and someone needs to answer that.
Yeah, the hypocrisy is, I think that under the definition of hypocrisy, you should show this. I mean, you know, the doctors that are AMA members, we support your right to say no to vaccines based on medical, religious, or philosophic grounds or perspectives. Again, just reiterating what Jeffrey said, and he's written about it, and you should go read this article and share it. At the same time, now they have a policy that says we are going to support all federal and state level activity or actions or legislation to remove the philosophical and religious objections and greatly tighten down or clamp down on the allowable reasons for medical exemptions as well. I mean, this is the struggle in California over SB 276 right now.
That's right. That's right. And so it moves on. That was kind of the first thing that went public. You know, CNN, all the mainstream media outlets reported on that. But then about a week later, they reported on something next. They said the AMA is going to, again, throw their full weight behind encouraging state legislatures to allow laws that minors can override their parents on vaccines. In fact, minors can get vaccines without their parental knowledge. And this is a topic, people don't like to be around me because this is a topic when I see this stuff, it really ruins my day. The fact that the medical community is delivering children into its clutches by law is highly disturbing. I watch Washington, D.C.'s legislative hearings for a bill. It's a B230171. Anybody can look that up. And this is basically, the bill is called Minor Children Consenting to Vaccination Without Parental Consent. And I watched this ping pong back and forth between the legislators and the people that were the pro-vaccine people pushing for this bill. legislators are saying, what age? What age? What age? And it was like hot potato. No one wanted to give an age. No one wanted to go on record and say, I think this age is good enough to. So everyone kind of just agreed that the doctor, it's up to the doctor. The doctor can judge this. So, you know, the bill hasn't passed yet. It's still going back and forth. I urge people to call their representatives here in Washington, D.C. and oppose this thing. But they're saying that the doctor can make the decision. So for HPV, for example, the recommendation is 9 years old. So 9 years old is the age of consent for HPV, because that's what the doctor is going to go by. And it's that's absolutely terrifying to me. And I watched the logic that was given for this on the ground there in Washington, D.C. And they said, well, parents are busy. Parents are kind of busy, and, you know, they're not getting their kids immunized, and, you know, herd immunity is going down and community immunity is being affected. So because parents are busy and sometimes they just can't get their kids to the doctor, maybe a relative or a friend could drive the kid and the kid could just get vaccinated without the parent being there. That was the rationale. My jaw dropped to the ground. And there's video of this online if anybody wants to watch it. This isn't me saying this. And that was their strong argument for this, is parents have jobs and they're busy, so they're not getting their kids vaccinated. So we're going to take away parental rights and informed consent. Oh my God, where are we at right now in a society?
I'm just shaking my head as I hear this from you, that their rationale, right? And also, I think about all the other things that would never be allowed regarding children entering into contracts because they're not adults yet, that are not considered capable of entering these contracts yet. The ability to say yes to a medical intervention that could result in their death, not me exaggerating, it's in the medical literature, they know that is a risk, although we know it doesn't happen to everybody, but the fact that it could, and it does, and you're going to say, yeah, a kid has the ability to know under the age of 18 that, you know, that risk is there and just go for it anyway because it's, you know, this is astonishing. The lack of respect for parental authority, the lack of acknowledgement that in, you know, hundreds if not thousands of years of jurisprudence, if I can use that term, kids were not allowed to enter in these contracts in, I would say, evolved societies. Until they were adults. Now suddenly, well, on this, we'll make the exception. They can't smoke, they can't drink, but they can choose to get vaccinated.
Yes, and here's a question for the kids. Do they understand that legally unaccountable individuals are persuading them to get vaccinated? So that's the doctors. That's the pharmaceutical industries. Do they understand that they only have a 3-year statute of limitations if they get injured to find legal representation? They understand that by getting that vaccination, they've advocated a constitutional right to a trial by jury if they become injured. Do they even understand that this thing can cause injury? Do they understand what a severe adverse reaction is? Most doctors don't even report these things. How are the kids supposed to understand this? How are the kids supposed to go back to the doctors and tell them to report this? And, you know, we've seen so many issues, so many cases of kids getting a vaccine with their parents' consent and then having a reaction 2 or 3 days later. And CPS is called because they think the parent, you know, dropped the kid or hit the kid because the kid has brain swelling, encephalitis, as Anthony Fauci hesitates to talk about it. But this is a big issue. You know, if I'm a parent, my kid, I don't know, he or she has a vaccine. 3 or 4 days later, comes down with a fever and doesn't talk again or starts staring or doing anything that is abnormal, I'm going to be freaking out, and the doctor's not going to blame it on the vaccine. Mm-hmm. They rarely do. The reporting is rapidly underreported.
And why this is happening is because parents are beginning to question, to reference the things, Jeffrey, that you're saying. And that just can't be. We cannot allow that to happen because that's basically cutting into the bottom line, our ability to sell these vaccines, not in a free market, but in a mandated system, as you said, without liability. And many parents, in fact, the vast majority of them, don't ask the questions that certainly the kids are not going to ask. So it is an obscene agenda that anybody would argue for minors to be able to consent to a potentially deadly intervention like this that has no safety testing against inert placebo, because we know adults still are not aware of this. And doctors are not really providing true informed consent. And that if you bring up after the fact that there seems to be some kind of adverse event, that the doctors don't know to report it, much less they are programmed to believe it has nothing to do with the vaccine anyway, and they'll call it a coincidence. Here, take an aspirin, take an ibuprofen, take an acetaminophen, and of course that could make things worse.
And I'll go one step further. The representative, Adam Schiff, that pushed for all of the censorship through social media, said in his letter to Amazon, to Facebook, that there are no injuries. Vaccines don't cause injuries. That was not the quote, but he said something to that effect. You can go back up and look at his letter. He said that there's no evidence to show that vaccines cause injuries. So the people behind pushing these bills, behind the censorship, aren't even acknowledging that there's an injury. Do you think the child's going to acknowledge that? This is where this goes. This is the problem with rushing through this stuff and limiting debate, is you get these loopholes get pushed through. And again, historically, people are going to look back and go, how the heck did that happen when there was so much evidence? I'll tell you how it happened. It's because we rushed it through as a society, and people, you know, people are standing up, but I can say not enough people are standing up to stop this. Not enough people are removing these people from office the second they try to float this stuff.
Who is pushing the fear-based agenda? The mainstream media taking 50, 60, 70% of their income from the pharmaceutical industry. Conflicts of interest abound. American Medical Association, you'll find those economic conflicts of interest as well. When we come back, we'll wrap up Hour 1 with Jeffrey Jackson. Please read the links, share the links, talk, tell your story. This is very, very important when the mainstream media is allied against natural health and healing and the freedom to say no to medical experimentation, which is where we go next with Jeffrey Jackson after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
If you're like me and a little bit outraged at this point, maybe you want some CBD, please reach out to my friends at CV Sciences, and you can get a discount by entering the code RSB15. That's at pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. And then hopefully you can move forward in defense of liberty, parental rights, etc., and, of course, the freedom to say, no, I will not be an experiment, whether it be for GMOs or vaccines or anything in between. Jeffrey Jackson is doing an amazing job as an investigative journalist, writer, researcher, and we have him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Y'all check it out. Now, third point in this article we're talking about from you relates to mandatory participation in vaccine trials. What? No one would do that.
No one would, but they may if they were mandated. Here we go with this word again. Now, this is from a 2012 article. So I threw this in there to give kind of the spirit of what type of stuff the AMA publishes. So this was published in the AMA Journal of Ethics Policy Forum. And the author, the title said, should participation in vaccine trials be mandated? And the reasoning, the argument they gave that that should be mandated is, well, they called it a distressing decline in the number of healthy volunteers. So, you know, we have this chronic illness epidemic, and this was in 2012. It's even worse now. They said, well, we can't find these healthy volunteers for these trials, so we're going to have to probably mandate people to be in there because we can't get our trials done. And then they also referenced that the pharmaceutical companies aren't paying people enough. So, you know, it's a disproportionate cross-section of the population that has to shoulder the burden of bringing these amazing life-saving interventions. So They suggested something called, quote, mandated choice. Now, if that is not Orwellian, mandated choice, and the idea would be basically you're forced to do it unless you want to opt out, kind of like forced organ donors, or, you know, they even talked about conscription for the military. Of course, you can't opt out of that, you know, but it's I can't believe that I read that article, and that was 2012. Now, I think about the terror if that idea was put out now in 2019. I think there would be a bill. I really do think there would be a bill in some state, probably California, that would mandate this. And you would see pharmaceutical companies flocking to this state to have the entire population at their disposal. This goes back to, I hate to say it, but Nazi Germany, IG Farben, which is now Bayer, by the way, that creates Roundup and bought Monsanto. They put their factories by the concentration camps. I hate to talk like this, but this is history, people. Mm-hmm. So they had help, they had volunteers that they could test on. We're coming back full circle. This, read your history, people. This can't be happening.
Yes, and you know, the idea of the loss of connection to how we got here is the perfect storm for the recreation of it, maybe in softer, more Orwellian terms, because as we look back and reference those terms of Nazi Germany, World War II, people often shut down and they don't want to hear it, because in many cases, yes, I agree, the politicians will use it, and it won't be necessarily valid, but just for extreme emotional response. I would urge you folks to read the article by Jeffrey Jackson and share it to begin to understand how horrific this is in the year 2019 that a private trade organization of medical doctors is promoting forced experimentation without true consent. They call it a mandated choice. Again, oxymoron doesn't begin, but to describe it, it is definitely Orwellian language. Don't fall prey to it. We need to speak directly about this. Now, we got about a minute left before we have to wrap up hour one with you, Jeffrey. How do we take it back to that big picture to get that overview of how it fits into everything?
Everyone has to have the latitude to make their own choice. Everyone has to have the information to make their own choice. And it's really up to individual responsibility. And it shows like this, if people can listen to it and make those choices with relevant information, both sides of the debate. There shouldn't be scary topics when it comes to healthcare and science. Science is never settled. Doesn't matter what topic it is, whether it's a Roundup or talc powder or the dust at 9/11 or anything. When it's called safe and effective and the case is closed and censorship is the name of the game for the debate, there has to be people questioning this stuff. Why is that happening?
Absolutely. Y'all continue to stand up and question, and do not be silenced. Do not go quietly into the night. Read Jeffrey Jackson's article. We have it linked up once again at robertscottbell.com. We'll talk more about options for health and healing that the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the government that regulates it, I mean that is captured by it, does not want you to know. That's coming up after the break. In the meantime, thank you, Jeffrey. And remember all, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.